Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
And you know, you know the beep signifies, guys, it means that we're recording, we're in the lift, that's what it means, and we're recording another We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. Yes, the delivery special, hooray. There's loads of cleaning equipment in this lift, it's like a cleaner's disappeared. Maybe she was abducted by aliens. She's not just on a different floor, she's on a different planet.
You'll be embarrassed.
Third
floor,
yeah.
Underground.
Hiya. Oh, yes.
Pull that up. I hope you're
suitably embarrassed. Yes, I am rather embarrassed that the cleaner was outside after I said she was on a different planet.
Because you may have heard her say hello, that was in fact
her. Yeah, that was us, in fact the cleaner. Oh dear. Just disposing of a bag of rubbish as well. Ah, that's what you get, I suppose, isn't it, for being a wally? Yeah.
Are you helping me put this down or not?
No, you can put the seats down off your own. Strong independent women back, I'm all about equality. I tell you what, I am slight... Oh no, there it is. Oh no, it's not. I've lost me nasal spray.
Strong independent man, Kev, I'll just leave you to it.
Oh damn, I asked for that, didn't I? It must be in the car, so I've literally just had it. Tell you what.
Well, it's a shame we're all about the independence now, isn't it? Or I'll help you.
Please help me, look. God, talk about karma. Karma's on speed dial there, bloody hell.
For anyone wondering, I am still putting the seats down alone.
Yes, I've got one, but I'm recording, aren't I?
Give me that. I'm an artist.
I am an artist.
You can't be dealing with this manual labour.
I wonder, I might have left it upstairs.
Too busy being creative.
I am too busy being creative. I'll have to stay here while you reverse out, because I've parked too close to the wall. When I've had the car... Nose in there. Honestly, guys, I literally can't breathe without nasal spray. It's an embarrassment. I'd like to say it was the adventures of a misspent youth.
This pocket?
What?
Where did this pocket come from?
I don't know. Why?
Why is it there?
Was it in one of there?
Yeah, why is it there?
I don't know. Where was it?
There.
Yeah, I put it there.
When?
When it was there.
When was it there?
I don't know.
Have you used one of these without telling me?
No, why would you... Becca, I think I'd be alright telling you you've used an antibacterial wipe.
No, I mean the packet. Have you
no,
seen the packet?
I haven't.
Because I'm keeping track of how many we have, so you can have them, but you need to tell me if you have them.
And that's Becca's autism on display for everyone there. I've long suspected she's had.
But you just have to tell me if you're having them, because I keep track of how many we have. Because if I run out, I need them for when I go out and do things.
Brilliant. Okay, let me just reiterate what I said earlier. I've not secretly taken one of your packs of wipes... And used it without your knowledge, and then denied it when asked.
Okay, but you said it was there. It wasn't there the other day.
But I don't know, Becca.
Well, it wasn't there Thursday, was it?
Well, I haven't, Becca.
And it's now Friday.
Remember, this is getting recorded. You sound weird.
Don't even.
You do.
Very reasonable question.
It is a very, very reasonable question for someone on the spectrum. I can say that because she's reversing out, and she should be. So we're off to do our Friday deliveries, as you know, guys, for the charity. We haven't even spoken about what the charity is. It's a very good charity. It's called Kind, which is nominative determinism at its best. I must have put her upstairs. If not, it's only in the car.
What's nominative determinism at its best?
No, I said it is nominative determinism at its best. The fact the charity is called Kind. Nominative determinism, people, in case you don't know, is when, like, for example, a man called Johnny Thatcher thatches roofs. Yeah.
But I don't think this is nominative determinism because they named it Kind. It wasn't born Kind, and they were like, oh, we'll just start being nice.
Fair enough. That's a very good point. So, Becca, what do you know?
Getting slightly low on petrol, did you know that?
I did notice that earlier, yeah.
Let's get some later. What else do I know? I don't know. I know it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Right.
Fry-yay.
I know we're doing our drop-offs.
We are doing our drop-offs. I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say we're getting takeaway later.
I think that's a fair bet. I wouldn't
wager
against that.
Hoorah and hooray, I do love takeaway. That should be Just Eat's new song.
It should, yeah.
Well, motto. Hoorah and hooray, guys, we do love takeaway. They're like, you've missed the out. You're saying takeaway, not take our way. I'll be like, listen, you guys... I'm the advertiser here. I'm the marketing maestro. You guys are just my fodder, I will say.
This weekend, the Baltic Market is open. From
Friday, Thursday, from today.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Basically, the Baltic Market, guys, was a series of warehouses in Liverpool, which, as we all know, is a port town. It's not.
It's one warehouse.
Well, it is now, but the area is known as the Baltic Triangle. Is a series of warehouses.
Because sorry, I thought you meant the actual Baltic Market that we were discussing. My mistake.
Well, it harks back to our port roots, if you will. And they've gentrified it, basically, and put a load of food markets in there, which is all...
So there's one particular one called the Baltic Market, which is run by the people behind Independent Liverpool, where they have little food stalls from all, like, a load of the local independents. So, yeah. Like, little pop-ups, and it's on a rotation. And they do. One of them does the most amazing buffalo fries.
They really do. The only unfortunate thing is, and as we've established this, that's a satellite outfit of an actual takeaway within the city centre. Now, we've got the takeaway from the takeaway.
Yeah. They don't do the buffalo fries.
They don't do the buffalo fries, but it just wasn't nice. It wasn't as good as the freshly made one from Baltic Market. So the question is, are they going to go through the rigmarole of opening up a small store to do a smaller delivery from there, or are they just going to send it from the takeaway?
No, it's from there, because you can collect from there.
Oh, can you?
Well, they're not doing collection yet, but they will be from next week, so it's from there, yeah.
Well, we will review this later, and we may eat buffalo wings. You know, on the Facebook group, someone's asked for a photo of your cake. Did you take one?
Oh, really? Yeah, I took one.
Did you? Okay, yeah. We'll put that up. Okay. It was actually, we were both very impressed with it, wasn't it? Yeah. It was the cutest thing that you've ever seen in the world, guys, because I might have mentioned this previously, but when I came up, she went, I'll just put in the finishing touches on my cake. And she had it back to me, and I looked at it and thought, that's really impressive. So I said to her, that's really impressive. And the grin that grew across her face, because she knew it was really impressive.
Well,
it turned out exceptionally well, yeah. For basically what was, in essence, a giant crispy cake.
Three-tier
giant crispy cake.
Yeah, no, it did look good. I was pleased.
It did look very good.
I think you weren't expecting it to come out well.
No, I was expecting it to be a splodge. I expected it to look like... you know the Rice Krispie boys, the Rice Krispie elves, Snap, Crackle and Pop? I expected it to look like they'd had one too many lagers the night before and it came in and went, let's vomit up them Rice Krispies.
That's awful. Have you ever say that about my cooking?
No, I'm just saying that's where Rice Krispies come from.
Also, why have you got to be so crude?
Why you gotta be so crude? That's where Rice Krispies come from, Snap, Crackle and Pop. Force them out. Yeah, it's their sweat and tears.
Vomit. Honestly, stop it.
Well,
I hate it when you get like that.
When you get like this, I'm going to be like this all day. Vomity, vomity, vomity.
Is this person in the queue, though? Because if they were in the queue, you would think they would...
You would think. They've chosen a very strange parking position.
Yeah, so they haven't, like, done the left into the little alley. They're just... I suppose we can wait here, can't we?
Yeah, we can wait here.
But if someone comes past and goes round us and goes in...
Then we know that this person's an arsehole. Basically, if the car that's in front of them moves and they stay where they are, then we go round them. And while we do, I flick them the V.
No, I don't flick them the V.
Yes, well, road rage.
Children's charity, Kevin, no V's, please.
Road rage at 2 miles an hour. Screw you. You can have a full-on conversation. Bellend, no, you're a bellend. Listen, mate, I'm not a bellend. I went to school. I went to school too, no big achievement. Well, I'll tell you something, when I was 5, you could have one of them sorts of arguments.
Why would you do that?
Sometimes you gotta read the small print. Right, my nasal spray, more importantly. Is it in here? Whilst we're stopped. I think it is. I definitely didn't take it out of the car and into my dad's. So, yeah, I've been to see my father today.
Is it definitely not in your pocket?
Well, it's not definitely not. It might be.
Well, looking, surely that's one of the first places you've looked.
No, it must be upstairs. I must have took it out of the car. Yeah, I think I did. Pretty sure I did.
See, the problem we have with Kev is he carries everything in his hands, everything that he needs, yep. But there's a high number of things that he needs all the time.
Yeah.
Like his e-cig, his yeah. nasal spray, obviously his phone, his yeah. all the thing, and he just carries these things in his hands. Like he'll put his wallet in his pocket for everything else. So when he inevitably loses them or like leaves them behind places, it's a nightmare. I tried to get you using a bag for a bit and that works.
It did work, yeah, a little man bag, a little satchel.
It was a bag for men.
Yeah.
And it was so much because everything was just in it, and as long as you had that, you were fine.
Yeah, I agree. And then as you rightly say, I stopped. Do you know these people that have got out of a car wearing Kyan t-shirts?
I know the lady in the blue fleece. She does the packing as well on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah, I don't know the others.
Well, they seem to have no way we all work together. Do you want to stop the car and go and chat to them?
No, because I don't know them.
Well, they might not know them, but that's what charitable people do. They go and randomly start talks with strangers.
They definitely know each other.
Do you think?
Yeah, look at them all chatting away. They definitely know each other.
Yeah, but for all you know, they could saying, have you got that fiver?
I'm not going over to... Well, then they know each other, don't they?
No, because you can lend fivers off strangers.
Not really.
Not really, no. fell on my own sword there, sorry.
That would be weird.
That's not the meaning of that saying, is it? I fell on my own sword. It means you took one for the team, I think.
Yeah, you went to your dad's this morning?
Went to my dad's. He's had his back garden renovated because my dad's got this weird syndrome that whenever he sees someone getting work done, he has to get work done.
He gets the same work done.
The same work done, yeah, yeah.
Next door neighbour got a new front door.
Yeah, my dad got a new front door. He got CCTV, my dad got CCTV. So basically my sister got a house renovated. She got like a loft converted and stuff like that. So my dad spoke to the builders and said, what would it cost you to redo my back garden? So they've basically knocked down a wall, put up a wall. And are they going to flag it as well? Yeah. Some boring gardening news there for you. Daddy's getting a new... Oh, remote... Remember that?
Yeah.
It's really, really weird. Like, me and my dad have a nice relationship. Like, we have a mature relationship. But, you know, I love him dearly. We've never been best friends, you know, in terms of, like, how father and son can be. But I still, obviously, I love him to bits. What I'm trying to say by that is that I don't like have a cutesy
think
name
just,
for him
I think
or
just
anything.
Say the story.
Yeah, so basically we were talking about Father's Day, which as we know is coming up, and last year when we were talking about it, well it is in the UK anyway, and last year when we were talking about it, Becca said what did we do in the weekend, and I went, oh I don't know, because don't forget Sunday's Daddy's Day.
Daddy's
and
Day.
And I meant it, didn't I?
Daddy's Day, yeah. Like, Sunday's you weren't being around, you just day. Came out with it, yeah. Like, in all sincerity.
Yeah. That was a very strange thing for me to say, wasn't it? Daddy's
yeah.
Day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And you've done it more than once.
I've done
well,
it more than once, yeah. So, when saying dad, I've said daddy.
Yeah. Like, well, daddy said this. Yeah. Like, what? What
yeah.
was that?
Yeah. And I've never called, even as a youth, as a child, as an infant, I never said daddy. Called him Frank, because we were men. No, I didn't. I called him dad. In fact, I've called him Papa Bear more than that. I say that ironically, like the way Americans say pop. I went, sorry, where's Papa Bear? But I've said that in third person. I've said that like I've said, I'm off to see Papa Bear. Hmm. I've never said to him, Papa Bear, get me something. Because he'd say, what the fuck's that? So here's where we find out. So the car in front has moved in, and the car in front has now moved. So they are indeed charitable. They're just very awkward.
An unorganised queue makes us both anxious as well.
Yeah, I hate a queue. I think, I've said this, I think that you love a good queue.
I hate a good queue, but an unorganised queue is the worst because you don't know what's happening.
No.
This is alright.
I've seen this before with Becca. Let's say we need eggs, bacon and cheese from a supermarket, right? We'll go in, we'll get eggs, bacon and cheese. There's no queue at the till. So I'll head to the till and Becca will go, wait, we need to have a look over here. And she will look around the shop until there's a queue.
That's not true. That's just you rushing me.
But it just seems
it's
to
you
happen.
You rushing me. It's me being like, right, we're in a supermarket. Can I just have a minute and think about what else we need? Rather than you just going, no, you've got to. We said three things. Yeah. You're only getting three things and you're getting out.
But why?
You just rush me.
Why do you need this minute? Why can't you have this minute before you go in?
Because you're not in there then. Sometimes I just need want to look and that's all right. You just rush me.
Do you go to the toilet without knowing what you're going to have? Do you go in and sit down and say, let's see what happens here?
Right, so you just said earlier, as if I'm going to be like this all day, you are being like,
toilet
stop
humor.
Being so crude.
Sorry, you're quite right.
I have no time for toilet humour, stop it.
Ain't got time for toilet humour.
Yeah, but just don't be so impatient with me.
I can't.
Once he got annoyed because we came off a plane and I had to go to the bathroom when we, like in
the... Oh, sorry. You just hit the microphone?
Sorry.
Flap hands. It's a new insult, isn't it? Flap hands.
No, like a bird. Ah, trying to shy a flap
hand.
Yeah, and then when after I used the bathroom, we came out and there was a queue at passport control, and he was like,
because I think she's got the playmates. Oh, there's no queue at passport control. I'll just go the loo so that when we come out, there's a nice queue.
Like, honestly, I only went for a wee. Like, what's wrong with you?
Do you find safety? You know what? I'm on to you. I have just sussed it.
I don't like to queue.
No, hold on. When I've said I'd love to live somewhere rural in the country, away from everyone, you've always said, oh, I'd prefer to live in the city to be surrounded by people. Yeah. You think safety in numbers. You love a good queue.
I don't love it. I'm actually quite good at avoiding queues. I know
you're never with me.
I am. I'm good at working out the timings before the queue is going to be there and going first. I am good at that. And
all right, yeah.
It's unfair if
you're good. You're good at avoiding a queue to get in somewhere, but then once you're in, you wait until there's a queue.
That's not true. I don't. Like,
I've got tangible evidence.
At any
of this.
Food and drink festival we go to, or any wine tasting, or
oh yeah, if there's a way to get intoxicated, you're not asked about queues then.
No, I'll avoid the queues then. Like I'll calculate where's the shortest queue at each given time, and yeah. And
so what we've learned from
this, maximize the drinking.
Yeah. So what we've learned from this is that I should go in with a little hip flask to the supermarket, and then so you can have a nip if you get to the till before everyone.
Maybe you should just learn a bit of patience.
I have no patience. Like, patience was something I enjoyed during my 20s.
I was going to say I'm still in my
20s, but
you know, for a full year now.
Honestly, my patience is like, you know when you get an old candle and the wick's in the wax and you have to melt the candle to get a bit of the wick going? That's the length of my patience these days.
Well, you need to learn a bit of patience with me, don't you?
Have a little patience. I have patience with you in every other aspect of life.
You started to meet unnecessarily yesterday.
Yes, because I had a very stressful day.
Still, no excuse.
I had a ridiculously stressful day. Because Becca's one of these people that, you know, if there's no good conversation to be had, Becca feeds you all the bullets and says, go and be awkward with them.
No, you say, I'm going to send this message, what do I say? So I was like, I'll type it out for you if you want. And I did type it out for you and sent it to you. I'm like, all right, send that if you want. And then somehow you still found reason to moan.
You just done flap hands again. I didn't realise you talk so much with your hands.
It's for our hard of hearing listeners.
Hey. Yeah, he's tapping out, doing Morse code. Your granddad could do Morse code, couldn't he?
He could, yeah.
Because he was a railway technician. And he worked. He had a very interesting life, didn't he, your granddad?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely man.
Yeah.
Very English, I was going to say. Very gentleman, wasn't he? Like, typical old gentleman. But he worked in Africa, didn't he, on the railroads?
But since when is this is your life of me?
No, was... I just found it fascinating. And therefore he could tap things out, Morse code, couldn't he?
Yeah, he knew Morse code.
Very interesting.
He was fluent, you could say. In
fluent
Morse code.
In Morse code, yeah. And here's an interesting Morse code story. Our UK listeners will know this, but our US ones might not. There was an old 70s sitcom, a very funny programme, called Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. Featuring someone who went on to be a very big Broadway star, apparently. What's his name? Michael Corbett? No. Anyway, it starred this buffoon called Frank Spencer, who used to go, "Ooh, Betty, what have I done?" whenever he'd do something. That was a very good impression. Anyway, and the opening tune to that went, dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. A lovely little tune. Anyway, it's only bloody Morse code for Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that because I was there when you discovered that and you were like...
My mind was beyond blown. It was one of them where you'd have to lock your phone and go on a 5-minute walk while you contemplate everything you ever thought.
You know what? I get the most sexist texts from O2.
Like what?
Yeah. So, like, I'm on O2. You know they text you with, like, priority stuff? It's always really, really girly stuff. Like, this is, add sparkle to your video call or daily walk. Get that holographic glitter effect with this pop and pout bundle. There's a Grazia thing, like, previously. This is all Disney stuff. Yeah, Grazia glossy boxes.
Oh, God.
For whatever reason. Win one of five luxury hair hampers. Get the salon look at home. Like, why do I get all this nonsense?
I prefer getting the salon look at home, so that should come to me.
It can't be like cookies or anything, because I am not interested in any of this stuff.
You do like cookies?
But the... No, you know what I mean.
I know.
It'd be a tool. Yeah, I always get nonsense like this.
Yeah, I'm not signed up to it. I wish it was, to see what the male equivalent would be. I bet it would be something like...
Are you not on
the football's back, and stuff like
that. Are you signed up to it?
I thought I was, but clearly not.
I only used it once, and that was using when you got a free locker at...
At a gym?
No, at a gig at the O2 Academy in Manchester.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so who did you go to see?
The
Libertines.
Yeah, last year.
Unsurprisingly, because Becca has seen one band several times.
Plenty of bands.
Nah. You only like Cockney music, don't you?
That's not true.
It is. What's that Cockney rap that you always do and it does my nothing? Are you just like, oh, oi, governor, governor, gonna, it back, yeah, governor, have some biscuits.
I've seen more than one, it's springing to mind here.
Exactly.
There's that Sheila goes out with her friend Stella. The actual rap is the...
Bowls in your hose.
Yeah. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. But if you don't want holes in your boat, don't roll with a row deep team. No, 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 you don't. You only roll deep in your dreams. If that's what you're telling me, you must be mad at me. You don't know the word on the street.
Doesn't even rhyme.
You said it has to rhyme.
And which rap group were that? Which famed Cockney rap group were that?
Roll Deep.
Roll Deep? Yeah. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Mary's there. So, Bob, have a lovely cup of tea. Anyway, That was me doing a rap.
If you don't want holes in your boat means if you don't want to get shot in the face.
Yeah, I understand what boat means. Me and my mate in work, in my old work, we used to have such fun coming up with Cockney rhyme and slang for face. We had Chevy Chase, of course. In your Chevy. So when someone would get stunned, you know the way I go mad for magpies? So I'm like, oh, hello, Mr. Magpie, salute to Jesus. How's your wife, Jacob, and all that. Yeah. We used to have a similar thing for if someone got stunned, as in, like, if someone just was absolutely proved wrong on something. People would say, in your face. Ah, in your face. But we changed it to, or you adding all our stuff on at the end. So we was like, ah, in your face, in your Chevy Chase, in your Chevy Arno de Chaserac, in your little sister's pencil case, in your Oxford-Cambridge boat race. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when we first got together before I met your friends, you tried to tell me that your friend's sense of humour was just on a different level.
It is on
like
a level
that I might struggle to comprehend.
It is.
No, you don't understand, Beck. You don't understand, like the level of humour that we have between us. It's just on a different level. Like, it's just superior.
This guy's done a strange move. He's drove up, stopped his car, half-filled his car, got back in his car, drove up about a foot further.
Yeah, so he'd already started filling it when the other car was there, and he carried on as the car in front of him left.
Should we do that?
But then, no, we'll just go forward when he moves.
Did you say whence? Are we doing not charity work in the Middle Ages?
Not intentionally.
We'll go forward whence he move. Do you know him?
No.
Does that mean you're having an affair with him?
Yes.
You know what, you smiled and I didn't say no, but I would. You did.
I did not.
I know who you fancy. Another sort of person you fancy.
I do not fancy him.
Bet you do.
I don't. I definitely don't.
But if you took his glasses off and his orthopedic shoes, you'd be all over him.
This is a flaw with you, you know, because every male man we've ever known, either thinks I fancy or that they fancy me. It's always one or the two.
Because they always do.
Well, thank you.
No, I mean, like, every time that you say, oh, I've been speaking to, like, Jehovah or whatever,
like,
his name is.
I had to work with, like, several different departments when I worked in the arena, and all of them would be like, he fancies you, he fancies you.
No, but a man can tell.
Yeah, and literally, like, you'd be sat there seething in the office, and then you go, he can fuck off, and some unique insults about them, like, he can fuck off with his blue shirt, or he can fuck off with his 8 foot tall.
Yeah, well, do you remember?
But there was no one I could speak to at ease.
No, hold on, remember, we went on a works night out. It's not abusive. We went on a works night out, and remember you went, I said, he fancies you, that lad you've just been talking to, you went, don't be daft, you do this all the time. Next thing, you went to the toilet and you went and waited outside for you.
It was that? No, we didn't.
The lanky one.
Which one?
The one who
waits outside.
The one who ducks down to get through a doorway. Do you he looks like a typical student. A bad nerd, he looked like. There was a screen back there, now Stephen's looking back and scaredness. Okay, guys, going to pause you here because we're about to load the car.
Said it'd be on by half 9, you know, 20 to 10. That's late.
10 minutes does not... If 10 minutes is what a cake's worth, was it really worth it in the end?
No cake for you. No cake for me either.
I'll buy you a cake.
Take the next left onto Canning.
I'll go to a baker's. Pretty basic human stuff, this. I will. I'll go out today and I'll buy you a cake. What sort of cake do you want?
What are my options?
Oh, you can have any. Think of what a baker makes and choose. You can have a cream. You don't like cream.
No,
you can have a scone. You can have a chocolate cake. You can have
chocolate.
You can have millionaire shortbread.
I don't want millionaire shortbread.
You can have normal shortbread.
I don't like shortbread.
You can have millionaire.
What's just millionaire?
Chocolate. It's a bar of chocolate that I have called millionaire.
Well, that's not a cake, is it? I knew you wouldn't buy me a cake.
I would buy you a cake. So we've been given two drop-offs today, but then they've also asked us to go back.
Yeah, Kev's little face.
I was like, well, this is not... I didn't sign up for this, for repeat deliveries, but, you know, charity's charity, innit?
Well, what, were you going to say no? Would you?
No, I'm just saying it's not... No, I'm saying it's not really charity if you're not putting yourself out in some way, is it? So, you can sod off, Mr. fucking lunatic drunk man, barging across the road. Yeah. We're not going to stop, so you've got two options. You come off the bonnet, or you stop.
Right, on 2 foot. Square,
I probably would stop, though, in actual facts.
See, it's saying do right and left. It's avoiding road closures, allegedly.
I mean, is that left?
Just do it, then. Just do what they say.
No, that left's done, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is that left closed?
I don't know, but
the other day,
but there's a car behind you. Make a choice.
No, but we... Because we thought the left was still open the other day. What I'm saying, when you were driving, so you do know, if you listen to me.
It wasn't open then.
Right, well, there we go. That's exactly what I was trying to ask you before we did that turn.
Oh. Well, you struggled with that, didn't you? With that basic question.
Yeah. Because you were just dismissing me.
Two little weird houses just built there. I love these houses around here. They're so big and majestic.
Take the next left onto Upper.
We can't, you fool. The road is closed. Update your system, you silly piece of mechanics. I sure told that.
You might have to get involved here, because I don't know.
Okay. Sort of... I'll get involved. Let me check on my sat-nav and see if my sat-nav picks up the roadworks. Satitudinal navigationation. That's what this is. Satitudinal navigationation. That, if anyone asks you what sat-nav stands for, be sure to tell them it's navigational. Oh, no. Oh, shut up, Kevin. Got bored of it myself there. Right, let's see. I'll put this postcode in here. Oh, it's going another way.
Well, it seems to have...
Yeah, it tends to be if you just go up that right back past that pub, it'll kick in, won't it?
It's a shame. I mean, maybe you can, I just don't know how. You know, to put in, like, that road is blocked, so that road is closed.
Oh, so you can update it, yeah? That's a really good idea. I'm still fascinated by sat-navs. You know the way, like, the red line appears to say there's busy traffic ahead? It's like, how do you know?
You know what I'm still fascinated by? Even though now it's, like, so old, it's practically obsolete.
Go on.
Facts.
Facts?
Fax machines.
Oh.
Fax machines, where, like, I get the information can be sent, but the idea that, like, it's in the same handwriting.
Yeah, that's baffling,
like,
isn't it? Yeah.
It's an actual physical copy. For some reason, I can accept sending just text.
Yeah.
Easier, like email, text, whatever. Like, that's just going to be an instant is one thing. But for it to be a physical copy of something, you know, like if you put a handprint on it, for that to come through.
I think it's noise, you know. I think it's like, you know the way like a dial-up modem would go like beep, and a fax does too.
Yeah.
I think it's like, you know the way the machine scans one line at a time?
Yeah.
I think it's like for white paper. Mm. And then when it sees like a break in that paper, it'll go and depending on the colour of that, the depth of that colour, it'll go like which means that it can scan across and go.
But that would just be a fax machine talking to itself, wouldn't it?
No, that's the noise it sends to another fax machine. So the fax machine says, I understand those notes. I'm going to make a picture.
Maybe.
I think that's exactly how it works. Which proves that music is indeed...
Music.
It's not music, really, is it, I suppose? But, like, you know...
No, the way you said music. Like
music,
cow.
Like cat. Music is indeed the thing that keeps us going. There's a pub that we're about to go past here, and we both love it, don't we? Although it's clearly been closed down forever.
Never been in, because it's
called the Oxford.
Abandoned.
And it's an abandoned pub, but it's such a small, little, dainty, lovely pub.
Yeah, I wish
it's got so much potential.
Tiny. Yeah.
Tiny. But if you own any of the land off the back of it as well, you'd have such good... I think you might be best off going right down, you know.
Oh, am I following the sat-nav,
aren't I? Yeah, follow the sat-nav, but it may just try.
I'm saying this
way. Okay, alright, I'll shut my mouth.
Because if you want to take over, that's fine, but you'll be taking complete responsibility.
No, I'd have absolute kick-offs. You'd kick me out of the car. We'd be walking. I'd be walking.
No, I wouldn't be walking.
No, you'd be driving. Driving
oh,
like
Orphan
a
Street.
Orphan Street. You know why that's called Orphan Street?
Go on.
No, I was asking. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I did present that like it was I know the answer, didn't I?
Yeah, I actually thought it was going to be some kind of punchline. I thought it was going to be a bad joke.
No, I can make one up if you want.
No, thanks. No, thanks.
Well, you just missed out on a cracking orphan joke.
Says the best kind of comedian.
I want to do a bit of stand-up. Not now. Like an actual bit of stand-up.
I was going to say, no, that was only me.
Oh, yeah. And you know what I'm going to make a joke about?
What?
Do you know, I've seen the way seagulls... You know the way seagulls, you've noticed...
Have you ever noticed?
You've noticed seagulls.
Continue no. On to Kingsley Road.
You're going
to
let this one pass.
Yeah.
The seagulls... What a weird walk she's got. The
that
way
was a rough one.
What seagulls do is if they, when they fly into a breeze... Or a strong wind, they go like, and they don't go anywhere, they just go up and up and up, like they're going, I can do it, Jeff, I can do it, and then they go, I can't, and they go, fly the other way, like 90 miles an hour. There's something funny in there, but God knows what it is. So that sort of gold.
So you're doing stand-up comedy again?
Yes, I will do.
Is that your intention?
That's my intention.
Because you have done stand-up comedy before.
I've done stand-up comedy numerous times, yeah, about 7 times.
200 yards. There's a queue to get down that
road. I think that big wagon is causing this queue because he's gesticulating in the truck as in to say, it's not my fault, mate, I've got kids to feed.
I can't fit down there.
I'll never fit down there. And the fellow's saying, no, you won't. And everyone who's backing up on this roundabout is also saying, no, you won't.
Well, then just go a different way.
He's having to reverse to then turn, to reverse to turn. He looks angry, doesn't he? He's now apologising to us all via the medium of a wave. No one looks him too impressed with his apology. But needless to say, now there's that bus driver who is now well behind schedule, thanks to you and your big wagon. Okay, guys, sorry, this has been just us waffling for ages. Waffling?
It always is. It's exactly what
the show
is.
No, I know that's the point of the show. But, I mean, this is going to be a long, long one. So we won't bore you too much. We'll let you go. And we will speak to you on Sunday for the standard episode. Hooray! Don't forget, if you want to hear the continuation of this journey, which is going to be a bit of a long one, considering we haven't yet done drop one, and then we're going to go back.
And then we're going back. And we're going back for further afield, remember?
Oh, God, yeah. Then you need to sign up to Patreon. Go over to patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts, where you will hear me and Becca drop off 2 parcels of food and then go back to pick up more. Oh, we've arrived here anyway. Okay, guys, we'll let you go. Say bye-bye to the lovely people there.
Bye, guys.
And Patreons, we'll speak to you shortly. And other guys, we will speak to you on the weekend for the standard show. Chatty bye.